place now, and you could like do no business at all. You can manage for 7 days to sit shiva there. That's what you're supposed to. V'yim lav, if you have nobody there to help you out, you don't have panos, you don't have what to do, is yigalgali mohim. You let that other people help you along. So Rashi says, yigalgali mohim, v'yein oises chorbef na'yatzma yelim chabura. Like if you just have to do the deal there, otherwise you have a big loss, there'll be a big dover avod, so you let it go along with your partner, right, not by yourself, but with somebody else also. See, the Rach learns the pshat here is that, poshe, we don't have food to eat those days. You let it go work to get panosa to be able to eat for what you need. In other words, you're allowed to keep yourself alive those days. V'yimladi gadli moy means you could work for yourself for what you need those 7 days. Turn around, Bonin. M'yayimasai kofen esamitis. Mikir radin, we don't do this as man as there, but mikir radin, when you're in oval, you're supposed to turn over all the beds in the house. You turn them upside down. Is when do you have this chiv, m'yayimasai kofen esamitis, when do we turn the beds upside down? M'yayitsi m'pesach besai. When they take the mate out of the house, as soon as he leaves the house, that's when you have to turn over the beds. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Aimeh, Misha Yistam HaGoylu. No, B'shas the Kfura, when they bury the mace, and they put the final rock on top of the coffin, on top of the mokum of the mace, when you finish burying him, that's when you have to turn over your beds. Maisa Shemes Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin. What's happened when Gamliel HaZokin was mace? And Kiva and Shiyotzim HaPesach Beis, as soon as they took him out of the house, Omalehem Rebeleza told the Mishpacha there, Kofu mitaseichem, turn over the beds. Like the first Mandiyama, that as soon as the mace leaves the house, that's when you have to turn the beds upside down. V'chivon shenistam agrelu, what happened then was later when they went to the Beis HaKvaris, and they buried him, when they put the final stone on top of the mace, is Omalehem Yeshua, Kofu mitaseichem. Now Yeshua told them, turn the beds upside down. Is Omaloy, they told him, Kfa kofinu alpi zokin. We already had the psak before that we should turn the beds over as soon as we leave the house. Turn around, Bonin. So the beds are turned upside down in the weekdays. When it comes Shabbos, though, you're not supposed to be knowing Gavelot with a Hesia. So when it comes Shabbos, for the covered Shabbos, you're allowed to turn the beds up on the right normal manner and sleep normally on Shabbos. So on Friday, at what time of Friday do you have a right to turn the beds back to the right way? Is Me'emasai Zoikfen Esamitas Be'er Shabbos. When can you turn the beds back to the normal position? Min HaMincha L'mala. After you dive in Mincha, from then on, you're allowed to turn it back. And Omar Rabba Barhuna. Afal Piken, even so, and a Yoshev Ole Achatechshach. Even though you could turn it back Erev Shabbos Friday in the afternoon, after Mincha, but it doesn't mean you have a right to sleep on it when in a normal manner. To sleep on the bed, you have to wait till Techshach, till it becomes Shabbos. Only on Shabbos itself are you allowed to sleep on a normal bed. Hulu Maitzoy Shabbos, but right after Shabbos, Afal Pi Shein Loi Leishev Elu Yemechud, even though, like, Shiva ends tomorrow, Sunday, the last day, but since Lamaisi, you have to sit Shiva Maitzoy Shabbos on Sunday morning, the locker is Chayzeh the Koifer. You have to turn the bed upside down again, even though it's only for one more night, just for Maitzoy Shabbos, but still, since it's the day of Shiva, you have to turn the bed upside down. Turn around, ha koyfe mitosui. That it is a loch, you have to turn your bed upside down. Loi mitosui buvadhu, not only the bed that you sleep on, koyfe, el kol mita sheshta b'tech beisoi. Any bed you have in the house, all the beds in the house have to be turned upside down. Koyfe, b'tech beisoi, hu koyfe. V'yafilu yeshloi esta mitos, v'yasara mekoymes. Even if you have 10 different beds in the house, and 10 different rooms, still koyfe es kulun. You have to turn them all upside down. Even if there were 5 brothers, Umeis Echod and 1 brother died, Kulun Koifin. They all have to turn the bed upside down. So I'm not sure what the Chiddush here, the Chur Pshita, when all the brothers have to sit Shiva, so they didn't sit in Shiva. When you're sitting Shiva, the beds have to be turned upside down. So I'm not sure what the Chiddush here, the 5 brothers. Let's say you had a bed that was set aside not to sleep on, not to sit on, but it's meant just to store your utensils on it. You put your kelim on that bed. Then you don't have to turn it over. Because you don't sit on it, you don't sleep on it. It's the only bed that you sleep on when you're in Oval. You're supposed to sleep on a bed that's turned upside down. But a bed that's not used for sleeping, for other purposes, to store things on, you don't have to turn it over. The more dargish. With Allah, we'll soon see what a dargish is, the type of a bed. You don't have to turn it upside down. It's enough just to stand it up. like make a shino, make a difference in it, just stand it up, that's enough. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, dargish matir es kabitov, this dargish, just this type of a bed, all you have to do is just loosen its straps. Matir es kabitov, loosen its straps, v'unayfum yelov, and the mattress will fall in by itself, that's enough. You don't have to do more than that. For the Gemara, my dargish, what is this dargish? What type of a bed is it? Omar Ula said, Arso de Goda. It's a type of a bed they use for a good luck. It's a good luck bed. Shrashi Arso de Gada, Mita Shemiyachtim Oyser Lamazel Toiv. They used to have a special bed in the house for good luck, for good fortune, to have a Mazel Toiv. V'ye Mishtam Shemboklum, they don't use this bed. Elamiyachtim Oyser Lishres Mazel Toiv Alei. They just want Mazel Toiv to live in the house. They're inviting Mazel Toiv into the house. So they have a special bed for Mazel Toiv to live. It was a bed that they hold to give them good luck, this bed. That's what they used it for. So Mela, such a bed, you don't have to turn it upside down, because it's not a bed used to sleep on. That's called Arsa the God. Omele Rabba said, that can't be pshat. Ela meyativ so, gabe melech tetznam. We learned by melech like this. When the melech is sitting shiva, kolo misuvim alorits. When the melech is sitting shiva, everybody sits on the ground. V'hu meisav ala darvish. And the melech is allowed to sit on this darvish. So, miyik and midi, is there anything? Tiyad idna loyoy svina. Up until now, this bed was not used to sleep on, to sit on. It was a special bed for Mazel Tov, you want to tell me. V'ashtrim asvinin lay. And now, poop, when the melech is a novel, now we let him sleep on the bed, because I'm a stavra. Like, when he's novel, for sure, don't do something new. You don't use something you didn't use until now. So it's not Mastava, this was a bed that was not used at all. Maskabla Ravashi, Vashi has kash like this. My kusha, what's so shre about that? I'll tell you, midi dehevi yachilu shtiya. Maybe it's like eating and drinking. The yadid, up until now, lo yachlinun, for lo yashkinei. Up until now, a king, we never fed the king. We didn't give the king to drink. Hashto oichlina. But right now we're giving him to eat. The Ashkina, now we're giving him to drink. Allah arisen by the melech when he comes home from the basic forest, like anybody else, the sudas have raw, that he's not allowed to eat from his own food, but somebody else has to prepare a food for him. So you see, we do something special by the avelis. So maybe you are in this bed also. This bed that was never used yet, now we use it. So this wouldn't be such a kasha to say a dargish can mean a good luck bed. Eli kasha or kasha. We have a kasha, and this is the kasha. That's not the tani we learned. Dargish ain't a tzarch lechvoisei. You don't have to turn the dargish upside down. El is like for it's enough just to stand it up straight. So kasha is now viyasa the gadam amay in a tzarch lechvoisei. If it's a bed for good luck, like it's a regular bed, why don't you have to turn it over? What tanan we learned? Hakoyfer mitoser lo mitoser bebatul koyfer. When you have to turn over the bed, not your own bed alone do you turn over. Ela kol mita sheish tabotech beisah koyfer. Any bed you have in your house, you have to turn over. So this is also a bed, so why don't you have to turn it over? So my answer is posh, that's not a kasha. Or my kushya, I tell you, mita deheva yamitam yuchedes lekelim. This is like a bed set aside, not for the purpose of sleeping or sitting on, like you have a bed set aside to store your utensils on it. The tanya we learned. If you have a bed set aside just used for the utensils, and it's sarach lechvoisoi. See, also, this bed was set aside that the good luck should be in your house. So it wasn't the bed that you're using to sleep on. So that's why you don't have to turn it over. So who then the kasha should be? What do you have to be zayik for together for then? Should it be the kasha? Ella, some of other kashas. Ella, e kasha or kasha. If you have a kasha, there's another kasha. That it can't mean, dargashir can't mean a good luck bed. Why? We have a Shimon ben Gamliel in there. Dargish, what do you have to do with it? Mater karbita v'noifum yelev. Just untie its straps and the bed will cave in by itself. Now, vi sagladadach arsa de gado, my karbita nislay. If it's a good luck bed, what are the straps doing there? Why is it that this good luck bed didn't have straps to it? Since the Hedda said they had straps on the bed, mashmir couldn't be a bed that had that smuchid for good luck. So Mora says, Ki osi rovin omalei huma rabbonin. V'rav tachlifa bar marvo shmei. What's his name? Teveshchicha b'shuka de gudoi. He used to go into the shuk, into the places where they used to sell skin. Gudoi. Place you used to have skin, leather there. And there they told him, my dagish, what dagish? Asha de tzala. That's a bed that has a piece of leather over it. That's what this dagish is. Trashi de tzala or. It's a bed that has a piece, its mattress is made out of leather. That's the type of a bed it is.
And itmanam, we learned like this also. Omer Rav Yirmiyah, dargish siruga mitoichoi. Dargish, this type of a bed, siruga mitoichoi means it's woven inside it. Trashi siruga mitoichoi, machnis ritsuas min churei atzemitam. The straps in this bed is from the inside, the wood of the bed. From atze, that's where the straps are. Mashenkein mito, regular bed, that's siruga agaba. So you have the straps on the outside. Trashi agaba the or koful aloits. Like on a normal bed, the mattress goes over the bed. And you put the straps on the outside of the bed. This dargish has like the mattress, the piece of skin is in the inside of the bed, and you strap it inside. So the kiss is a type of a bed, not a good luck bed, a special type of a bed it is. And Omer Rav Yaakov Aracha, Omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Halacha kashim gamliel. That's what we paskin. That's what this bed is, that this dargish is. And Omer Rav Yaakov Aracha, Omer Rav Asi. Mito shenakliteho yoitzin. You have a bed, let's say that poles are sticking out of it. On one side, almost like we would have beds, you have a headboard on your bed. So if you turn the bed upside down, it doesn't stay upside down. It'll be slanty. You can't sleep that way. So what do you do with such a bed? It's like for the die. You just have to stand it up straight. That's what you do. I'm not completely straight, but a little bit on an angle, it's enough just to make it straight up. You don't have to turn it upside down. Trashi naglitin eitzim yaitzim mitzukonim l'mirashaysev. The noisbin eitz orich aleim, noisbin adam leim. Right, Tana Rabbanan, Yoshon Agabe Kise. If while you're in Oval these 7 days, you sleep on a chair, Agabe Udaina Gedolo, another type of a big bed we had before, a big chair was, a big bench, or else Agabe Karka, you sleep on the ground, Loyotia Dechavosai. Mikaradin, you will not mekayim the mitzvah, the Ika mitzvah of Avelis. What does that mean? And Amar Rabbi Yechanan Shalakayim Kriya Samita. You are not mekayim the mitzvah of kviya samita. There's a special mitzvah that while you're in Ovi, you're supposed to sleep a davka on a bed turned upside down. Suman is that we don't do it. I think one of the reasons brought down was the choshev of kishuf. Today people say if you turn your bed upside down, it looks like kishuf, looks like not a nice thing. So suman is that we don't do it. Amikir adin, you're supposed to sleep on your bed, but davka turned upside down and not even on the floor. Tana rabbon, mechabdin, you're allowed to clean the floor by a base oval. Doesn't have to be a dirty house. Or marbitzin, you could sprinkle water on the floor so to keep the dust away. The base oval. By the base oval, you let it clean the basically clean the house. Or madichin karmish, you could wash out the dishes. The koisos, the glasses. Or tsluchos, or koisos are the cups, tsluch are the glasses. The ketunios, the base oval. It's all the utensils they use there, you could wash them out. V'yein mevi'in es ha-mugmor, but you don't bring in the mugmor, the good spices, something the psamim, to smell good. The esab samla base oval, that you shouldn't bring in. Shouldn't bring besamim, something smelling spices into the base oval. Hadumaini, it's not that way. For Tony Bakapora, ein mevorchin loyala mugmor, loyala besamim base oval. So diik is bruchi hudloy mevorchin, and we don't make a bracha there. Ho esuya maisis, but mashmi could bring it there. Because you don't make a special bracha by the end of the meal on this besamim. But mashmi will have to bring it there. So it says loikasha. Ho the base oval, ho the base hamanachimim. Depends. By the base oval itself, then you don't bring it. Hamnachm Rashi kroivim mevin and yonay shel oichlam. But by Hamnachm, the people that are coming to Hamnachm oval, by them you could have some there. By them it can be all right. Just by the base where the oval himself is, in that mokum you don't put the psalmim there. So the Mishnah, ein malichin lebeis oval loy betavla. This first suda we said, the sudas have raw, and you're supposed to bring the meal to the base oval, you don't bring it in fancy dishes and fancy plates. A malich in the base oval, loy betavlo, dig a tavlo, is a type of a big plate, v'loy biastulo, v'loy bekinoin, elo besalim, only with pushing the baskets. That's how you have to bring the food to the base oval. V'yein oimrim, bircha sabelim b'moyit. On Cholomoid, when you're after the Kfura, there's an Indian, they used to do what they'll do today, they say a special bracha, Bircha Saveilim. Gemara Ksubas brings down what bracha they used to say. After the Kfura, when they left the Beit HaKvaras, they would say a special bracha. So you don't say that bracha on Cholomoid. Avol Oimdim B'Shura. Shura you do make. After you bury him, then they make a line, and the oval walks through the line, and people say Menachem Avol, then Menachem him then. Or Menachem, and you could be given Menachem Tanchumim then. Or Poitchin Es HaRabim, tell the Rabim to go home. We tell everybody go home. You don't have to walk home with the oval. The oval goes home separately, and everybody else goes home by themselves. This is all on Cholamayit. Ein manichin es hamita b'rechoyv. Also in Cholamoid, you don't leave the meat to the mace outside in the main street. In the week there, they used to do it there to give bigger spadim, to make the people cry a lot. But in Cholamoid, you don't do that. You don't leave the mace outside in the main street. Shlala hagalas hespid, not to have a big hespid. In Cholamoid, you don't say a spadim. And the covered for a lady is, when a lady is nifter, you never leave her outside in the rechoyv. It's not covered of a noshim that she should be outside. Only by men, when you say a spade in the middle of the week, there was a minute to leave the mace outside that was marred by the spade. Yes, more says, Tana Rabbon, Borishoyin Ohoyim Alichim Abay Sovol Ashirim Vekal Sosha Kesav Shelzov. At the beginning, we used to have an ovel, so the rich people used to send the food to them in their fancy silver and gold kelim. And the poor people, all they had was poshita baskets made from arava, made from poshita palm tree leaves. That's what they used to have from aravas. From peeled aravas, they used to have baskets. And the aniyim felt very embarrassed. Is a skin of the Menas Hakonam, Shiyuakil, Mavim, Besalin, Itzom, Shalarov, Klufam. Everybody now should bring the food to the base level. It should only be in portion of the baskets, not to embarrass the poor person. Mifnei Kvoitim Shalanim, for the respect of the Anim. Tana Rabbon, Bryce says like this, for Rishoyno, Hoyomashkin, Rebase Oval. At the beginning, they used to mashkin of Esovel. The one used to give them to drink by the Esovel. In what cups did they drink in? Is Ashirim Beschuchas Levona. The rich people used to bring fancy white glass. Very choshev things. The Aniyim Beschuchas Svuya. They didn't have this fancy white glass. They used to have color glass. For you Aniyim is Baishim, and the Aniyim were more embarrassed. His Eskino, Shiyuakil, Mashkin, Beschuchas Svuya. They made it a corner. Everybody should serve now in colored glasses. As respect for the poor people, they shouldn't be embarrassed. The Ashirim should not use their fancy glasses by the base oval. Used to be such an Indian, by the spade, and used to uncover the face of a mace that was rich. A rich person, when he died, used to uncover his face. But they used to cover up the face of an oni. Because a poor person, his stomach, he had a lot of sorrows, a lot of problems, didn't have too much heat, he didn't look so good, so therefore the face didn't look so nice, he used to cover up his face. But the grubber, the big ashirim there, they had a lot of teeth, they kept themselves looking nice, but then they used to uncover them. And the aniyim didn't like this, they were embarrassed. That's kind of was, now all the mason, we cover up the faces. They're not embarrassed, the poor person, everybody's face was covered up. At the beginning, we used to take the bigger usher, a rich person, after he died, used to carry him out to the base of Kvaris, in a fancy coffin. The Dargish, in a fancy bed, used to carry him out there.